When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Market Watch is proudly brought to you by TopSport, home of the TopSport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Round 8, Anzac round, and we start with three games on Anzac Day. So the first of them is the Warriors up against the Titans. This is 2 p.m. our time. That'll be 4 p.m. Tristan's time over there in Auckland. They've got a bit of a concern. Kurt Capewell is out. Jacob Laban comes in for his replacement. Good news with Dylan Walker added to the bench, and Zion Mayu is chance to make his NRL debut, so we wish him all the very best with that. The Titans have gone with the same 17 that nearly beat Manly, so Dave Fifita again named to start. We'll see what happens there. Phil Sammy and Keenan Palacia still sidelined. Where's your market on this one, Tristan?
Yeah, this one's moved around a little bit. It went from 12.5 back into 11.5 and then back out to 12.5. So it's back to the number it opened at. But it's $1.23, the Warriors, $4.20, the Titans, adding that 12.5. Short of the plus, though, 185, and then 45.5, the total points. So very close to that number Jimmy was very keen on last week. So this is going to be an interesting game on paper, and the way the Titans played last week and the way the Warriors played last week, you'd have to give the plus a chance. But just there's going to be such a massive atmosphere over there for the Warriors. You'd have to imagine it's going to really lift them. And, a little bit nervous going over.
Yeah, I think the key worry here is the Titans going back on the road again off the back of going to North Queensland, then down to Canberra. They came back last week at home and, they were so close to a win. And I thought at times we're going to end up winning. How do you score 30 points at home and not end up with a result? Unfortunately, letting 34 through to the Eagles. And some of them were quite soft tries and a couple of them off key errors after the Titans had scored. I really like the return to form of a couple of players. I think Brian Kelly's been super for the Titans over the last 4 or 5 weeks. And when he gets clean ball on that left edge, he is very damaging. Absolutely gave Garrick a carve up last week. They're very, very close, but this is a bit of an ask to then have to travel over to New Zealand. I think they've lost 4 of their last 5 when they've been over to NZ, and I think their overall distant travel record is poor, but they might get the Warriors at the right week off that poor loss last week down at Wynn Stadium, but they're limping with injuries, and my understanding is that Sean Johnson was line ball about playing last week, but did a similar scenario this week. He'll probably play, but he's not on his own. They've got a number of busted troops off a couple of big efforts, and amazing atmosphere with the Warriors. 12.5 is a big line. If I had to touch the line, I'd be with the Titans, with the Warriors to be winning.
Yeah, Warriors to win. It's incredible, wasn't it? The first 15 minutes in that game against the Dragons, they rolled upfield that comfortably and punched through the middle, and they probably should have had 2, possibly 3 tries. They got one where Sean Johnson just strolled through. But from that point on, it was all the Dragons. However, Adam Fanua Blake and Torhu Harris were still arguably the two of the best players on the field. So they got some really good performances out of those guys. They're going to need that because Johnson has got that Achilles injury. Have we got anything around Wade Egan too, Jared?
Well, it looks like he's going to play, Jimmy. But yes, you're right. He did look like he was... He copped another injury during the course of that game. The other thing that worried me about the Titans was, about the Warriors is, as you say, they had so much field position off rolling forward, but when they got there, their setup and execution in that final red zone was really poor, and they should have come away with at least 3 tries. The other thing that worried me, as the game went on, they like to play from a centre field position and then choose which edge they want to go to, but instead of having that depth and some depth with their structure, they were playing at literally angles, running across field, which was very, very easy to defend. So they've got a bit of work to be doing in attack, I think, as well.
I think the loss of Luke Metcalf is being felt more heavily. Like, Tamari Martin was very quiet, and just that running presence, which works really well with the balance with Sean Johnson. I thought Kieran Foran was excellent last week against his old side. Like, so creative, what he was able to do. Plays with toughness. You know, we know all about that, but just couldn't quite get it done. I'm not going to do any sort of lunch bet associated with the bloody Titans. I know that. But shout out to you, Joe. But I would take the Warriors at the minus 12.
What about over and under, Jimmy?
Oh, hang on. Get out of it, Tristan. Seriously. No, thank you. Once bitten. It's such a lesson to learn. Like, you know, I've never do the unders. I do the unders and I'm beaten in 43 and a half minutes. So lesson learned. Don't worry.
Well, I'm told that when our podcast went up last week that Spotify crashed and they were trying to investigate whether it was actually Taylor Swift going online with a new album or whether it was word spreading that Jimmy was on the unders.
Yeah, if you play it backwards, there's all sorts of satanic things that come out of that. But anyway, that's something for another time.